My name is Ketsia Aurelien, Ketsiaurelien. This is for patient William Packard, William Packard, Packard. Number one, microalbuminuria / proteinuria, period. The patient was referred by Dr. Mina Bhatt, BHATT, for abnormal albumin in the urine, period. He presents with urine albumin of 45.5, period. There is no urine creatinine or urinalysis included in the medical records, period. His CT of the abdomen, dated 11/8/19, reveals pseudo-obstructing renal calculi in the right kidney with no hydronephrosis, period. Based on the patient's presentation and medical records, we do not have sufficient information to come to a conclusion. As a result, we will order additional labs, 24-hour urine albumin, 24-hour urine protein, and 24-hour urine creatinine, as well as a urinalysis with reflex to culture and renal ultrasound to assess the renal structures, period. Number two, history of malignant neoplasm of the prostate. That is post 45 treatments of radiation therapy in 2014, period, per patient. His urinary tract as well as GI were affected by the radiation therapy. And as a result, he experiences occasional episodes of gross hematuria, as well as foamy urine, period. He follows with Dr. Arciola, A-R-C-I-O-L-A, comma, urologist for this, period. We anticipate there might be evidence of microscopic hematuria with RBCs in the urinalysis. However, as previously stated, this is likely related to the radiation therapy, which caused damage to the urinary tract, period. We will continue to monitor. Number three, nephrolithiasis, NEPHROLITHIASIS, as noted on the CT abdomen, completed in 2019, period. The patient denies passing any urinary stones in the past. He also denies any history or family history of renal stones, period. The renal ultrasound will compare We will order the renal ultrasound to compare with the CT abdomen, period. Number three, chronic kidney disease, stage two. This CKD is likely related to the patient's history of prostate cancer, as well as cardiorenal syndrome related to paroxysmal AFib, as well as nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension and the aging process, period. His kidney function is well preserved with BUN of 26, creatinine of 0.93, and GFR of 81, period. We will continue to monitor. Number four, paroxysmal AFib. He is taking Eliquis 2.5 milligrams twice daily, as well as amiodarone 200 milligrams, half a tab daily, and metoprolol 25 milligrams as needed. He follows with Dr. Torres, cardiologist. Period. The next number, hypertension, as evidenced by echocardiogram dated 12/5/19, which shows LVH and EF of 65%, period. Moderate pulmonary hypertension with RVSB of 44.9, also noted, as well as mild aortic regurgitation, period. Continue with the current antihypertensive regimen. His blood pressure today is 144/66, and he follows with Dr. Torres, cardiologist. Next line, underweight with a BMI of 16.3. He weighs 126 pounds today. He reports having good appetite, and his albumin level, his serum albumin level, is stable at 3.8, period. Next line. Osteoporosis, currently taking calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D combination twice a day. Next line, osteoarthritis, advised not to take NSAIDs. He takes acetaminophen, UHS. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with lab work and renal ultrasound. End.